Welcome to Cool Talk. It's the Halloween season, so boop-dee-doo and dickery-dock and yeah, all of that stuff. Lindsay, how are you?
Yeah, man, I'm great. Let me tell you, you know I love this shit. Perfect fall weather.
Oh, yes, that shit.
I had apple cider yesterday.
Ooh.
I saw, I was leaf peeping yesterday. I was raking leaves today, you know? Yeah. Just A to Z, really, really in the season.
That's A to Z for our UK listeners.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I told you, well, I shouldn't oversell it, but I've somewhat decked out our house for Halloween. Mm-hmm. We made plywood cutouts of Frankenstein and Nosferatu and a witch and
it's
aliens.
Actually Frankenstein's monster.
You're right. Correct. Yes.
What if it were just a scientist, though? That'd be cute, too. Yeah. And then when people correct you, you can be like,
actually, it's Frankenstein's doctor.
Frankenstein's
and I
degree.
The degree. And I got one of those projectors, you know, like from Menards or something. And it has hands that crawl up the wall, and it looks like Victorian paper art cutouts. I'm, like, pretty proud of myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and I made, I think I told you this, I made ghost heads with styrofoam mannequin heads and put cheesecloth. They're my
pride and joy.
My pride and joy. I put them up, like, mid-September. So.
Ooh.
Anyway, how are you doing? How's it going?
Yeah. Fine, I guess, you know. I'm here, and the seasons are changing, and
you got an orange shirt on that says "Let's get spooky." That's, so you're trying.
Don't dox me, man. Don't dox me.
Yeah, people Daniel gonna... lives at. Gotta pull up my phone and the address.
Hey,
in my notes.
you don't have me memorized. That's cool.
Sorry.
Only been here for like 8 years.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I'm good.
Apple.
I do. I have some Apple news. This is true.
Tell me.
This is true.
Breaking news.
So, all right. So many people, listeners, will know that I had been buying my apples primarily from Trader Joe's through the summer. You know, when my farmer's market apples are no longer available. And I've been getting a lot of Cosmic Crisps. And I have something to say about that, too.
Okay. So, okay, I'll put a pin in it.
Cliffhanger.
I won't forget.
What was it?
You got them at Trader Joe's.
The farmer's market's back, baby. In a world where there's a farmer's market, I'm buying a half bushel of apples every fucking week.
Do you buy them every week?
It's usually every two. Okay. But, like, sometimes, because I was, like, having, like, three apples a day. So the week before this week that just happened, which I guess would have been the first week of October, probably.
Something like that,
Went there for the first time, got a big half bushel, and I went straight for my Evercrisps, because you know I love my Evercrisp apples.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm filling up the box, and I'm looking down the line, just seeing what else they've got. You know, they got their Honeycrisps, their Pink Ladies, some Green Boys, Suncrisp, which they're like a yellow with a little blush, a little red blush to them.
Okay.
But they're a little soft, like that. They're not quite as... I mean, they're not mealy, but they're not. Yeah,
they're like a golden delicious.
Jinx.
Okay, next.
So I don't remember what I was talking about. Oh, but then as I go down looking at the different apple types, I see this crate. They kind of go down this way, and then there's a corner, 90 degree turn, and the apples
don't
continue around the corner.
Yeah.
And right at the corner, where these two sides meet. There is an apple variety, and
Oh,
it is labeled Luda Crisp.
hell
And I'm
yeah.
thinking
Okay.
that's pretty cute. So I get like two or three of them, and I put them in my box. And then I have like an actual wooden crate. So then when I get up to the front, I'm like, oh, do you have like a cardboard one I could put these in so I don't have to like remember to bring this back, you know? And they're like, oh, sure. And so they bring out a cardboard one and then just like tipped it over into it. And I was like, damn it. Cause like I had kind of put
Oh,
them on the
shit.
top so I could tell them apart. And then I really couldn't tell. So I may have eaten one of them,
Oh
but I don't
no,
know. Like,
Daniel.
I know.
Daniel, come
Well,
on.
so then I went back a few days ago, this most recent week, and I was very excited to get them. And as I have done in the past for other dear friends, I you know, was gonna mail some to someone because they were so tickled by
Oh, now
the
that's
idea of the
interesting.
Luda Crisp.
You've done that before,
Yeah,
huh?
for close friends, dear friends, maybe is what I said. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, maybe one
Keep
day you'll get
telling
there.
your fucking story, Daniel. Everybody's interested.
Yeah, no, probably they want to get on the Apple list, you know.
Well,
So,
great. Well, did you try it? Yeah, keep going. Tell me how it, what was
well, I don't know.
yeah.
I don't, so they, but then they didn't have them.
Oh,
There was no trace of them,
come
and I thought, did I make it up? Like, did I? You know, I had a little bit of a
on.
Menti B last week. You know, like maybe that was like, you
Oh,
know, like I don't know.
okay.
So but then I finally checked today in preparation for this podcast, because we're nothing if not prepared. And it is indeed a real apple variety, and that is from, of course, the Midwest Apple Improvement Association, which is also the, you know, the group that came up with the Evercrisp and I believe the Cosmic Crisp as well. They're really, these are some crispy fuckers over there.
They got a crisp line.
But yeah, well, let me just read it straight from the
Yeah,
website.
please.
Sorry, let me take a sip of this pamplemousse la croix. Ludacrisp apples. Facts about the latest apple variety. You've heard of Honeycrisp apples or the popular Evercrisp. Well, it's time to meet the Ludacrisp apple, the latest variety set to take this fall by storm. The Ludacrisp apple was created by the Midwest Apple Improvement Association. With its juicy and fruity flavor, this apple is sure to be a hit with apple fans of all ages. The last popular variety for the Midwest Apple Improvement Association was the Evercrisp, which was released a few years ago. It's now a top-selling variety.
Hell yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. So, I don't know. I'm not gonna keep reading
Did you
it.
try it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think
Oh, because they didn't have them there this week, so you couldn't
So I
try
couldn't
them.
buy.
Okay.
I couldn't
All
buy.
right.
I went specifically to just buy
Cliffhanger. Talk
those because they
about a
would.
cliffhanger.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
sending it to your fucking friends.
Well,
What
I
are they?
was reading. Yeah, hang. I was reading something about it, and now I can't remember. Okay, I'm going back in my history. Oh, don't want to talk about that one. There was like somewhere. What does it look like? Okay. This apple is large and red with a crisp flesh, full of juice and a
Large and
fruity
red.
flavor.
Okay.
And it almost has a tropical fruit flavor, and it's been compared to the
Ooh.
taste of juicy fruit chewing gum.
Ugh.
I'm into it, man. Like,
Juicy fruit?
fuck me
Juicy
up,
fruit.
man. Yeah, let's do it.
Gross.
Let's do it.
All right, I see. These are pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're looking them up, huh?
I get
Peeping.
it. Yeah, looking it up.
Yeah,
Ludacrisp. Yum, yum, yum.
I'm excited.
Did your farmer have the sweet 16s I was telling you about that taste like cherries?
Nah.
Loser. Okay. Great. I don't know if you should patronize that stand anymore,
Yeah, I'll
but
probably.
what were you gonna say about cosmic crisp?
Oh. I had, this is just a little free marketing idea for the folks over there, but you know, it's Cosmic Crisp, right? Stay with me here. You know that song, fuck, what is it called? You know, Space Oddity. Space Oddity by David Bowie. So that's also has to do with space, right? Cosmic Crisp.
I think so.
So get this, right? You got a little commercial, maybe there's like an astronaut and he's like eating an apple in space or something. Probably got a big old
Boner. I assume the astronaut was a man. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, and you assume that only men can have boners. Interesting. Interesting.
Wow. Lindsay. Okay.
Stepping in it left and right.
I know. I am a loser.
Yeah. Okay, but so you pan out, and then this is a tagline. So I'm giving it in the context of a commercial because this is how I feel like it would be debuted, mm-hmm. you know, Super Bowl ad kind of thing. Yeah. Maybe Matthew McConaughey is the astronaut. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe Timothy Chalamet. People love Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. Okay.
Yeah. And so then the tagline is Cosmic Crisp Apples, ground control to major yum. You know how you spell yum with an O sometimes on the internet? Like, it's cute.
I didn't, but not until today when you said yum.
Yum.
Earlier. So
yeah. It's good, right?
Can you hear that in the microphone, the clapping?
Okay. Don't stop, though. Okay. Want to make sure we get enough of it to use. And maybe you could say, like, you're the best, and, like, people like you.
What a genius! Wow! Send me some apples, asshole! Just kidding.
Security.
I live in Minnesota. I don't need your fucking apples.
You're in the Midwest Apple Improvement Zone. Okay.
Yeah. Where is that headquartered?
I'm not gonna tell you. Nice try. They specifically told me not to tell you.
What if I was planning a tour for your birthday?
Oh.
You know, all expenses paid to go through the Maya. Well, not anymore.
Oh.
Have your friend do it. I'm just kidding. I'm not really mad about it. I'm not pissed, really mad. Anyway, we'll just try to get through this, you know?
Yeah.
For our fan, just try to get through it despite seething rage.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, we're jazzed, you know, Halloween's the best time of the year, and we thought we'll do a little special, little best of episode. But instead of other
more like worst of.
Unlike other people who, like, you know, cut clips and stuff, we're doing this live.
Yeah.
We're gonna reread, we're gonna retell, because those clip shows, I don't like them.
I enjoy them sometimes. Like, I
like Comedy Bang Bang.
It's so long. They're so long, but
they're so long. They're good because
they can't stop listening to them. Yeah.
It's like they don't just.
Oh, yeah. We should do a little commentary in between these. That's a great idea.
Oh, I figured.
I didn't even think about it.
Since we're doing it live, I mean,
we'll do it live.
Even if they don't hear it live, they'll have the live experience, you know? It's like all about the fans. So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Sweet.
Well, yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say about it. So you just, you know.
Yeah.
Should we
should I kick it off? Should I start with one of my faves?
Should you kick it? Yes, you can. Was it worth derailing everything for?
Yeah, it always is. You know, it's like you don't. Which baseball player said that, like, you miss every hit you don't take, or whatever? I think about that with comedy.
You piss every shit you don't take.
Piss every shit you don't take, Yogi Berra.
That's really true, because if you're in there and the shit doesn't come out, you're probably still getting a few drops.
Probably.
Huh.
If you're me and you turned 40 last year, listen, not hard to pee, okay?
I'm pissing all the time. I love it.
Listen, that was something nobody told me about getting the pissing older.
Yeah.
If you laugh too hard. And I haven't had a kid.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's more common with people who've had children. But
Yeah.
They're out of their bodies. Not me.
They get wrecked.
Wrecked.
Pelvic floor gets
wrecked. Dude.
It's not untrue.
Yeah. The worst part about it to me sounds like the abdominal separation.
Yeah.
That sounds so.
It's wild.
Horrible.
To see. Like,
Yeah.
Everything about pregnancy is. Inconceivable.
Does it come back together and then separate again if you have a second kid?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I think they, like, I think you can, like, it might not be exactly the same. Like, I've like felt a little trench in there before, you know, like, because I don't know, but I guess more or less, it goes back. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, my mom had like a rib that got pushed out by one of our enormous heads. Yeah. She's a pretty petite person.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
We all
you stuck your head up into her ribcage.
I think. I mean, that's what she
the
said.
The womb
she
is might, down here.
She might be fucking lying. Really now that you say that, my mom might be lying.
I don't know why her uterus would have been up behind her ribs. Yeah. But
well, her torso is about, you know.
Some people are just built different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom has a short torso, okay? Just kidding. She's perfectly proportional. Anyway.
We're gone. I love a good ghost story as much as the next fellow.
All right. Well, I will read the first one submitted by Anonymous. This is actually one that somebody submitted.
The hackers?
Yeah, the hackers. Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Real whistleblowers over here. Anonymous, but well, I will read it and attempt. I'll try to read this time.
Can you do it in a silly voice?
No, not the whole one, I don't think.
Okay.
But I did learn to read for the podcast, so you're welcome. So we'll see how it goes. When I was 14, my parents decided to take my twin sister, our best friend at the time, and myself on a road trip. My parents have always been pretty fascinated with history. I know the feeling. But they're also a little off in the best way. Okay. Anyway, that meant instead of touring gardens, we would go on cemetery tours. These quote-unquote tours were actually just my parents stopping at old cemeteries and walking around. This time, we were going to be cemetery hopping near Gettysburg.
That's lightning.
That wasn't a bird. That was somebody getting hit by a cannon.
Ooh, clanking chains.
We spotted an idyllic church with a cemetery behind it off the side of the road and decided to stop and get out. This happened to be in the early 2000s, and my parents had bought me a top-of-the-line camcorder. I was pretty stoked and loaded a new tape before getting out of the car. I had a weird feeling, but ignored it. We parked in front of the one-room church and walked around to the back where the cemetery was.
Yeah.
A worn plaque in front of the church told us that it was built in the 1820s.
Oh, my God. Somebody get these people a new church.
I know. Probably looked like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We walked through the gravestones for a while, reading names and dates, guessing at who these people could have been. When my friend asked if I wanted to check out the church, I flicked record on my camcorder. Ooh. Remember, flicked. Top of the line. Yes.
Spicy.
Oh, baby. Tell me more. And made my way around the other side.
Oh, the old.
It turned out.
Walk around.
Milk lemonade. That's coming out. That's coming out.
I apologize.
No. Yeah, I know. Sorry, listener. That was actually the listener, Mike's mom, was the one who brought that up today. So it's her fault.
Perfect.
She said it's her fault, not my fault. All right. It turned out the doors were locked, but we could see into the church via a very tall window. I should explain that there were two windows, and we were standing at the second one, watching this woman make her way down the aisle toward us.
Ugh.
The aisle was parallel to the windows.
I just got some goosely bumps.
Yeah. It's like I remember this story, but I don't remember the details, and that one got me. I'm pretty tall, brag, but I had to get on my tiptoes to see in. I looked up and saw that they had a balcony. I looked through the camera and scanned left from the balcony toward the main altar. Standing in the middle of the main aisle was a woman in a wedding dress holding flowers. She was walking slowly toward the altar. Only not really walking. It was weird. I took my eye out of the camcorder to make sure I wasn't crazy, and she was still walking. She didn't seem to notice us. We were watching this for what seemed like forever, though it was probably about 5 seconds. When she got to our window, she stopped and turned toward us. I have to say, I've never been so scared in my life. I could see her long, black, wavy hair frame her face, but she had no features.
Oh.
It was as if someone was wearing a grocery bag on their head. You could see dimension, but no actual face. I literally almost cried from fear. It was terrifying. All of us screamed and ran toward the car, telling my parents that we had to hurry and leave. I checked the tape later, and you can see the balcony. Then when the camera pans left where we saw her, the screen goes white.
Oh, sorry. It felt like a...
No, it's good.
Yeah.
There you go. Fucking scary. That the is. Idea of a featureless face. There was that... Do you remember... One Halloween, when we read short stories for people, there was that. There's a famous
short stories for long people. That's what
short stories for long people. Mm-hmm. For this writer in particular, tall. You know, he's really tall. Anyway, well, that's what the writer said. I'm very tall, and I had to tip. Or shit, it was on her tiptoes to see the. Anyway, short stories for long people. No, that short story about like. Where the guy is like saving somebody who's drowning or something, and the face has no features. Or he had no face, and that's the last line.
It's scary. What is it? That's it's like an old one, right? That's like a classic. Yeah. Yeah. What's the guy's name? Blackwood or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Blackwood. I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should do a Natasha Lyonne off sometime. No. Like, just the two of us, like, work on our impressions.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
From New York, what can I say?
Hey. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta work on mine.
Yeah.
Not ready.
Yeah. So that's one of my faves. What's one of yours?
Well, you know, the thing about me is that I don't like to pick favorites per se, because I just think everything has some value to it. You know? Even the worst of the stories have some value to them because they filled airtime for us.
That's right. There's no losers here. And I really like the voice that you're doing right now. I think it's...
I think I'm going to keep it.
It's pretty good. It's real scary, you know, terrifying. Mm.
Nobody can see my beaker face.
Oh, was it supposed to be beaker?
No. I mean, but that's what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell this little bad boy. I feel like it's a good story, you know, it's not necessarily ghost related, but maybe it is, but maybe it's not, but maybe it is. Like, you just don't know, you know? Okay. And yeah, but I feel like I don't talk about it as much as some of the other ones. Like, I feel like I talk about, like, the lights in the basement a lot. I talk about the red hair boy a lot. You know, it's, like, part of my lore. And the fans, they just can't get enough of it. And, but, yeah, I don't
talk... Plus, Daniel, your favorite story was one that... One of yours.
Well,
one of our...
I mean, what are you talking about?
JK.
Yeah.
Keep going. Sorry. Interrupted you. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lesser known.
That's never happened before.
So. Of your stories.
No, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's lesser known. It's still pretty famous. I mean, because, you know, I mean, even if only 1% of our audience knew about it, that's still like a couple million people. So you got to think.
Yeah. Don't undersell it. You're right. Correct.
So I'm just having another sip of this pamplemousse. Like,
Boy.
It's either going to be a classic instant favorite episode, or this will be the episode where we lose our final listeners.
They give up.
Okay.
Let's hope not. Let's hope, but you know, we'll see.
So this is a little story. Should I get closer? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Really, really on. Yeah.
That's good. This is a little story called The Tent at the Beach House. Now I'm going to crumple some paper for my ASMR heads out there. And here's some, you can hear the fizzing in my pamplemousse la croix.
It almost sounds like a wind tunnel. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Right. Wait, did I say the title already?
Yes.
Okay.
But say it again. You know,
it's fine. Cool. So yeah, it's about a tent at a beach house, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I'm just gonna read it because I feel like I'm not smart enough to like be able to do that thing where you like read it in one tense and then you kind of change it while you're saying it to like a different tense. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just gonna read it.
You could have just stopped with "I'm not smart enough," and everybody would have been like, "Yeah, we got it."
Well.
You know I love you. I'm just joking.
Okay.
The big brainiac.
Trying to recover in public, but once this call is over, when the recording stops, you guys, oof.
We're like Fleetwood Mac.
You don't know what she's like.
Once that guitar is put away, goodbye.
Wait, which one am I?
Well, I'm Stevie Nicks, of course.
God damn it.
Maybe you're Lindsay Buckingham.
No.
Oh, wait, I'm fucking Lindsay Buckingham. I am.
And my name's Steve. So.
Yeah, perfect. No, it was Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks on the cover of Rumors, right? So that's who we are. We can say that. Wasn't it Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah, he had those little dangling balls, suggestive little balls dangling there. Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Yeah, so clever.
No one will know what that's supposed to be. The original truck nuts.
Yeah.
That's where they got the idea.
I hope he got paid for that, because that's a really good idea. It's
billion
so funny.
Dollar idea.
Every time I see it, I just laugh.
Yeah.
I have to pull over.
Oh, know? God. okay. All right, let's get serious.
Serious.
This is serious business.
That's right.
Oh, you can't hear it, but the little theme song just came on for the ghost segment with the Monster Mash drums.
Whoa! The chef is on fire tonight.
Mm-hmm. Sacre bleu. Okay, here we go. When I was younger, my parents co-owned a condo in Ocean City, Maryland with my grandparents. We'd go there a lot, every weekend in the summer, and lots of weekends during the rest of the year, too. But we'd never go at the same time as my grandparents.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, I want to see those old bags of bones.
Yeah, you want to see some old balls? Go when your grandparents are there.
Oh, no. They had the master bedroom and bathroom, and my parents, my brother, and I shared the other bedroom and the living room as sleeping quarters, using fold-out couches and such things. The condo was one floor, located on the second story above another one-floor unit. But it was like such a way that we had our own courtyard. So like you'd come out on the second story, and there'd be like a little tiny balcony, like a wood deck thing, and then like a really long staircase down, and then a courtyard on the bottom for us. And then, I don't know, it was cool. A little deck that ran the length of the exterior wall. You could enter the condo from the door at the end of the deck or through the sliding glass doors that went into the living room and my grandparents' bedroom. Okay, so that's like the layout. That's important for the story later. So my grandparents' bedroom also had a second television in it. So when we were older and we wanted to watch something different than what my parents were watching, we were allowed to, you know, go in there and watch TV. Burping off mic, generally sitting on the floor so as to not get our grimy little kid bodies on their bed. One summer, we had gotten into a fun habit of pitching a small two-person tent in the attic at our house and sleeping in it for, like, you know, just a little goof, like a little change of pace, a little fun, a little whimsy. Mm-hmm. Add a little whimsy to your life. And so our parents would, like, they let us bring it to the beach this time and set it up in the grandparents' room. Like, push their bed over, push, you know, like,
threw it out,
made a big space, yeah, mm-hmm. right off the balcony. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
fuck you, Grandpa.
Hey, old balls. So it was nice, you know, it was a nice little thing. We're like, it's fun. That's like a fun thing for kids to do, you know. And I'm probably, I feel like we've talked about this before, and I feel like I was like maybe 9 or 10 or something when this happened.
Yeesh.
Like, I don't know, but that feels right, because I think we had the hamster still. I think one of them died in third grade. So that would be, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it's checking out. Okay,
yeah.
Any Anyway, so we placed the tent between the bed and the sliding mirror doors of the closet. So like full mirrors, like one wall of the room basically is just mirrors, head to toe, tip to taint. Mm-hmm.
Ceiling, mirror,
yeah, floor.
Yeah. You filthy. Filthy mirror. Sorry.
Lost my place from all the goofing around.
Oh boy, you place the tent between.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then the entrance flap for the tent was facing the TV so that we could see it. So that was we were pretty clever in that way.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And we, you know, we would like watch TV while we're falling asleep. You know, put on a little MTV or whatever, like because we had that for a while up there. And we didn't have it at home, you know, so, you know.
Yeah, got to get that MTV.
I want my MTV, you know. Okay, it was like just really cool is my point. So in order to make it fit, we had to push the bed over, which I think I mentioned before. And then the table was up against the other thing and the hamster cages were on this little white, like coffee table kind of thing. And the hamsters are in their little cages. And like, I don't remember what we were watching on TV that night, but I know we stayed up like pretty late and we fell asleep watching TV. And, you know, I don't remember falling asleep. I don't know like when exactly it happened, but I do remember is waking up in the night inside the tent and like the room seemed really bright, like brighter than it would have been from like just the TV or like, you know, whatever. Because it was probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. So it was fully dark outside and, you know, but it was like light was like streaming in through the doors, like the glass doors to the deck. And then reflecting off of the big wall of mirrors that was like directly across from it. So it was like just this really kind of bright ambiance. And so from inside the tent, like all you can really see is like shadows being cast on the skin. Like, so you're getting like these dramatic shadows of like the hamster cages and you could like see the hamster wheels, you know, start spinning like, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, it's weird because you hear the wheel and you kind of see it and there's no hamster near it. And then, like, you're just kind of unnerved. You're sitting there. And so this wheel is, like, spinning. The light kind of gets brighter. And then it seemed like it was, like, it peaked and then started to, like, you know, noticeably kind of the other end of the bell curve going down and stuff. But it was, like, you know, still bright enough to cast shadows and stuff like that. So I felt really scared, and I remember wondering if someone was, like, out on the deck with, like, a flashlight trying to break in, looking in the windows, like, you know, or whatever. And, you know, it's like, oh, God, are they going to smash through the glass? Are they going to, like, try to rob us and then, you know, freak out because there's, you know, witnesses and murder us? So I'm like, I'm scared, you know? Totally. But I'm not, like, thinking of anything spooky, you know, like, necessarily. I mean, I always am kind of thinking of something special.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, So that didn't happen, and my mind is racing, thinking of all these things because I was spiraling at a very young age. I'm very good at it now. I had so much practice.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So, but then I start to see, like, the shadow kind of takes place, or starts to, like, take shape, rather, on the skin of the tent, you know, like, comes kind of into focus, you know, how shadows do when they get, you know, like, it's crisp. And it was cool.
Ludicrous.
Cool. So the shadow takes place, or takes shape on the tent.
Yeah.
And whatever was casting it sort of moved side to side where the glass doors were. And it became, like, more defined as it walked closer to the tent, you know? And it looked like a very tall, thin person. And it was coming closer to the tent. And as it moved, you know, it would kind of sometimes cock its head slightly from side to side. And so I'm, like...
I can't hear you. You might have muted your.
There we go.
Hit that mic so hard. You hit it. You hit it.
I gotta get better cables. It's like if this cable moves a fraction of an inch, it's just fucking over, man. So yeah, this thing is like moving. It's real creepy. I'm real scared. I'm sitting in my little sleeping bag, and like I pulled it up further and further, and kind of just was like, yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna hide in the sleeping bag. It's not gonna see me. It's gonna be fine. And but before I had like completely covered my head, I see it getting really, really close. Like it's really large. It's is in front of the tent, close enough to the flap, but like, you know, kind of moving around the side, like kind of like it was like checking out the angles, you know, like getting some like getting some
oh
looks.
Oh my god!
You know?
Yeah.
Trying to see that booty on that tent. so I'm like pulling. I pull a sleeping bag up over my head. I close my eyes, so I don't see anything after that. But I know that I stayed awake for a long time. Like I was too fucking scared to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, probably like in there for like an hour or so, and I, you know, whatever. Then it's the next morning, and I, you know, I'm peeking out of my sleeping bag, and I'm feeling relieved because, you know, the sun is out, it's daylight, and I was still tired, so I went back to bed. And then when I finally woke up for the day, you know, I was like, all right, it was probably my dad walking around, you know, in the night, maybe checking in on us in the nighttime, make sure the door's locked, you know, whatever, you know. Maybe went in there to fart without waking up my mom. I don't know. You know?
Chivalrous.
And, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I couldn't really, you know, I was like, all right, it's probably just like having a night terror or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably fine. So I didn't mention anything. I didn't, you know, say anything to my brother. When I was eating breakfast, my dad was taking a shower, and he gets out of the shower, and don't worry, he's covered up. He comes in the kitchen to like pour himself a little bowl of cereal, and I ask him casually, you know, hey Dad, were you up last night at all? And he said, no, son, why? And I said, nothing. And then I finished my cereal, tried to, you know, just forget about it, enjoy the beach, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Summertime, making my little strawberry daiquiris and stuff. And so, yeah, like I did, you know, I did kind of forget about it for a while, but then it got brought back up like in this famous, famous conversation between my my brother and one of our second cousins by, well, you know, and so anyway, this famous piece of my lore where, you know, we he started talking about the aliens and ghosts and things of that nature. And and so we then told our stories, and then we realized that we, you know, me and my brother had quite a lot of the same stories, as it turns out. So it made me realize that, you know, it's more likely to be true. Because, you know, he saw it as well. So, you know.
He saw the, in the tent? I didn't know that.
That's right. Because he's the one. So I have this little, like, drawing at the top. And he drew this little drawing from his memoir.
Really? I must have forgotten that. I forgot the detail with the head.
Rude.
Sorry, I interrupted you. I'm like, I'm scared.
I'm saying you're rude for not remembering every single detail of the story.
I know. Bad friend. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know.
So, okay, when you talked to your brother about it, I know that you guys shared the red-haired boy story. Which, if you guys are interested, check out the episode it was on. It's one of my faves.
I can read it. I can read it now if you want. <my arm. laughs>
But it came up, like, was it you or your brother who started talking about this? And did you have a different, any, like, variation? Like, did he see more of the,
He saw some dangling balls. Shadow dangling balls. They had little tentacles, you know, because it was an alien or something.
No, hot. Yeah, it's hot.
No, yeah. I feel like the one main thing that I remember being different is that, like, I never interacted with the red-haired boy. Like, yeah, I just saw him. But my brother would, like, allegedly play with him. Whatever that means.
That is one of the scariest details. Like, I'm all freaked out, man.
Shitting your pants over there.
Yeah, you got some good stories.
Oh, thanks, babe.
So have you, like... did you talk to your parents about it ever? I guess the light would have been only in that room.
Right.
Because that was the primary bedroom. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've like talked to them about like ghosts and shit. But like, I don't know if we've ever like explicitly told them like what things we were seeing, you know? They just sort of like vaguely knew, you know, whatever.
Where was the beach house?
In Ocean City, Maryland.
Okay. Do you know anything? Like, because I've learned recently that apparently Lake Michigan is like known for being a hot spot for
singles.
middle of the lake, international waters, baby. Ooh, anything goes.
Yeah, you guys can probably kiss with tongue out there.
Ooh. Stop. Too hot. know that it's like a hot spot for extraterrestrial encounters. And I'm wondering if like maybe that's a thing. And
maybe I can go out there and get probed or something.
Yeah, maybe. Don't tempt me.
Well, I'm not touch starved. You're touch starved.
In our Rodney Dangerfield segment. Look, he and I share a birthday. I'm not 90 years old. I'm just saying November 22nd. Anyway, and Karen O. Super cool.
Oh, shit.
I know. Anyway, that's scary as fuck. I'm sorry you went through that. Was there, because so after you were at the convent and stuff, like, well, no, you live in a haunted house. Never mind. I was going to say, like, has the activity for you, did it peak in this kind of preteen, teen era? Or has it just kind of been always?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's more like you've lived in places that have this stuff. It isn't that, like, or lived or, like, worked and spent time. It isn't like you're followed around by ghosts or
let's hope not.
Well, we don't know. Woo! Say that. Yeah, shouldn't say it.
For the listener, I'm turning around.
Yeah,
and then
it's a good gag. It's like, you know, classic LOL.
So yeah. Many bubbles in this bubble water.
Oh shit. Do we want to do a second round or do we want to talk about Halloween shows? And
yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it. Maybe we can do another one of these later. Like on another episode.
Okay, crazy.
Cliffhanger. Well, I'm not promising shit. Once October 31st passes, it might be till next summer then you hear from us, you know.
That's right.
You don't know. That's what keeps us, you know, keeps the spice alive. One thing we've been talking about in the green room is The Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix. I think everybody knows I shouldn't say this about you, but I am a fan of Mike Flanagan.
Yeah,
Some of the stuff is better than others, you know?
Yeah,
Haunting
for sure.
Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor is still like two of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah.
Love them. You know what I heard recently on TikTok? Because I have my algorithm all tightened up. You know,
guys, Lindsay is 50 years old. She tries to seem young by always talking about fucking TikTok. But she
Jenny
is
jeans are out.
50 years old, for the record.
I'm not. not yet, man.
Yeah.
Don't take it away from me. I got a while, hopefully. That in the Haunting of Hill House, the five siblings are stand-ins for the five stages of grief.
Oh, Dapta.
Wait.
Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
Yeah, Dapta. I thought you said Dapta, and I was like, that, I don't know what the P is, my friend, but
no.
Dapta. That's
perfection.
Right. And they were.
Yeah,
perfection. And they were, if you think about the, you know, their birth order and everything. And I thought that was brilliant.
Ugh, you know? The bent neck lady.
Oh, stop.
It's so sad thinking about it.
I know. It's, I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, I think that one, so what is it? That one, Haunting of Bly Manor, Midnight Mass, and Fall of the House of Usher, right?
And then he had the one last year that was like, it was Midnight Society or whatever.
It was like the teenage kids. One?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't think I watched that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Okay, I'll watch it.
It's some of the actors who are in this new show made their first appearances in the Flaniverse in that show. So
I gotta tell you, I really love it when directors do that, because it's fun. I mean, the Fall of the House of Usher, there are a couple of those actors that have been in other ones that are playing characters that are totally different.
Yeah,
that
are, it's fun.
They're doing a great job. Henry Thomas in this is like a dope, and he's so good at it. I'm like, man, he should have been playing a dope
the whole time. Yeah, yeah, I mean, Elliot was kind of a dope.
This one,
you know, hanging out with a fucking alien.
Yeah, when he was like, what an idiot. Yeah, fucking loser.
Yeah,
no friends.
Cool. Penis breath.
I had to go to another universe for. but so this one, yeah, it's like each episode is a title of a Edgar Allan Poe short story.
Oh.
And I was realizing in the green room that I haven't read very many Poe stories at all, because I
very
honestly
upsetting.
Didn't know he had this many, short stories. I was like, oh, cool.
You didn't know what
right.
kind of riz Poe was dropping, huh?
Like, I knew Telltale Heart, and I loved that as a kid, but these other ones, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I'm a big fan of Poe, famously...
Maryland.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. Yeah, famously died in Maryland, and
lived
here for a little bit, but, like, I feel like lived other places longer.
Yeah, in a house in Baltimore.
Yeah,
really?
I think so.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Married to his
I know he has
child
a house
cousin.
In, yeah. Mm. Woof. Yeah.
We got to talk
know
about
he has a house in New York City. What? Ooh. We got to talk about.
Well, yeah. I just say we have to.
Well,
because
remember NYU, the famous. Yeah, you're right. know that he.
Yeah.
He had a row house in.
You
New
get
York
that light
City
bulb from.
And... Oh yeah.
Came out of nowhere.
It's a stress ball that my husband got for me at the library conference he went to.
Oh, brag. You have a husband who gets you stress balls. Must be nice.
On the days that the fucking... What am I on? Prozac. When Prozac doesn't work, I got this light bulb. He takes care of me. He had that house in New York. And NYU famously, like, fucked it up. Do you remember that? It's like a famous preservation story where, like, all that's there now is the facade, and then there's a building all around it. That's just, like, it's so stupid. Anyway, so you're a big fan, huh? What's your favorite of his short stories? I wonder if one of the episodes is...
I really like The Cask of Amontillado, and I really like The Mask of the Red Death. That one has, like... I feel like that's the Poe story that, like, feels the most unsettling to me, because it's one that I didn't know as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're the kid, I feel like you read The Pit and the Pendulum, you read The Raven, you read...
Some kids do.
You read some of his, like, sexy diary entries, of course.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And, but yeah, you know, like, there's, like, Telltale Heart, I always say, you know, like, there's a couple that are, like, the crown
jewels.
In the
Fall of the House of Usher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And, but then I was in this classics book club for a while that I,
oh,
no big
you?
Deal, co-founded,
yeah.
And I managed the blog for, and sometimes I had to write little pieces, you know, just little fun pieces related to what we were reading about, you know, just for the members, you know, just to kind of give them a little something,
sure.
Throw them a bone, a little tasty morsel, and,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so, we did Poe month. I feel like one October we were gonna read a bunch of his short stories, and we're gonna and then we're going to get, you know, high and explore each other's bodies, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Oh,
and,
okay, classic.
As long as you don't fall in love, you know.
That's the one rule. That's the one rule.
That's my one rule, baby. Don't fall in love. So that was nice. Because we read ones that, like, I don't think I'd even heard about, you know, like Hop Frog, which I don't really remember that well, but, like, you know, anyway.
You could be making things up right now and it'd be like, oh, really? Oh, I'm Hop Frog.
Stinky Pete's Brown Note. It's a classic.
Yeah, thanks for the break, but I'm glad I took the break because I can show Daniel my most precious sculpture that I got at Michael's, which is an Edgar Allan Poe sitting on a toilet, and he's looking at a skull and a book and has a raven on his shoulder.
Cute. How's he doing that? You think he has a little flap?
Pushing it.
Butt flap?
Smushing it right in his pants.
Pushing it through like a sieve, you know?
Yeah. Just keep the good stuff at the top. Anyway. No, but I'm really enjoying this Usher one.
Me too. Like, I'm different. Like two eps in, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm six, I think.
Oh, wow.
I don't have children, so it makes it a little easier.
Neither do I, Lindsay. Whatever do you mean?
But I didn't know if I would like it as much because part of what I love about his stuff is that it's so good with relationships. Like, part of the reason Haunting of Hill House is so sad is that the sibling stuff is so good and so beautiful. But in this, like
Victoria Pedretti. So good. So beautiful.
I know. What a babe. Where is she? She's probably too big now, huh?
I don't know. That's just big. Like, I don't know. But I've been wondering that for the last few years, you know? What a ray of sunshine.
Well, she was in that show with Gossip Girl guy, where he's like a murderer stalker boyfriend. She was in that. I tried to watch it because I like her, but it wasn't for me. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. So she's not in this, unfortunately. But Carla Cugino is, and
Carla Cugino.
She's the main jewel.
Baddie.
The Mike Flanagan crown, I'd say. Yeah, she's a baddie and a half. And she plays all these characters, so you get to see her in different, you know, costumes and shit.
She's always a real character.
The
end of that second episode. Whew.
Yeah, I know. Oh boy, say
that
no steam more.
Steam shooting out of my ears.
I know. I mean,
ruin my headphones.
Gorgeous. Yeah, I. It's funny. I was saying this earlier. Like, they tried to make her look dowdy as one of the characters, and it was like, dude, okay, good luck.
Give it a fucking break, buddy. It's not gonna happen.
Come on. So what, you put her in a big oversized shirt? Doesn't matter.
I bet she looks great in an oversized shirt. Are you kidding me?
Of course she does. She has like a gross wig. Looks hot.
You know, like it's like she took her lover's shirt in the morning and is walking around in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she wasn't wearing any pants.
Gotta go watch some TV. See you next time.
No, but it makes me want to read the stories because I'm sure that dude's such a nerd, and I say that with love. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of little treats, little
sprinkling of nuggets. Stuff. Yeah, like I think every character name is a reference to a Poe thing.
I think you're right.
Pym is that the one Poe novel, which is like I read it. I definitely did.
Sure you did.
But sure it's like did. He's on a boat. I feel like they get stranded. They resort to cannibalism, maybe. But I don't remember if the guy ever gets rescued or not.
I mean, what a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
Allan Poe. I mean, it's fucked up enough that he married a child, but who was also his cousin, and all this other stuff. And I think he died before he turned 40. Like, that dude was like,
I mean,
whatever.
You can't blame him. You can't blame him.
Listen, tell me about it.
With the cost of healthcare in this country? No thanks.
It's been great. I don't think I'll like it as much as the the ghost ones that he's done. Sure. But I do like it more than Midnight Mass.
Yeah, I'd have to rewatch that. I remember thinking that I didn't like that much, but then it really stayed with me, you know? Mm-hmm. You nerd. But it is weird that nobody in that show like knew what a vampire was, apparently. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's kind
of
silly.
No, I'm with you. I mean, there were parts of it I did like, but it wasn't overall. I got to say, I got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder about the guy, the main guy in Midnight Mass, not the hot priest who was a vampire, but the dud.
Recently released convict.
Yeah. Because you know why? I don't know if this is an industry secret, but you know, hopefully our listener won't share it. My brother auditioned for that fucking
movie. No.
And that loser got it. Well, he's not a loser. He's like pretty famous, but I mean, don't you think it would have been better with my brother in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got long hair, okay? That guy didn't have long hair. So I don't know how we were supposed to think. I don't know why we were supposed to think he was a convict with short hair. I mean, come on, you know?
Who's cutting his hair? The prison?
Yeah, right? They can't have scissors in there. Shivs can't cut very well. So bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, you just kind of saw him through.
Yeah. Yeah, true. He's in the Usher one, and I also think his role should have been played by my brother.
Mm-hmm. He's like the young.
Yeah.
What's his face?
Roderick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But, I like that. I've been checking it out, having a good time. Everyone I know that's watched it is like, yeah, you should watch it. So like, that's a strong endorsement.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe he'd run out of steam, you know? Haunting Hill House is hard to equal, and he doesn't have to. He did something totally different.
I would love to get that on a little, like, Blu-ray, you know? You know what I mean? Hmm. Like a little physical media copy of that with maybe some behind the scenes, you know?
Ooh, blooper I would love reel. That.
Maybe Victoria Petretti, you know, just kind of being cute and silly, you know?
What about her and Carla?
Oh.
Because, you know, they're both.
Couple of paisans.
Yeah, listen. Guest starring Marissa Tomei, to be honest. Oh my god.
Don't make me think about her.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah. Maybe she'll be in the next one. Oh wait, he's not doing any more Netflix ones, is he?
Right, but like I assume that means he's still gonna do them, just like not for Netflix. Like maybe he'll be producing them himself so he can make more money. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, whatever he's doing, I wish him well. He better keep
making stuff is my point. You know, don't.
You don't know how he couldn't. People love him. I mean, including myself. He's great.
Ever seen, I meant to ask you this before, and I'm so sorry. Ooh. I'm so sorry
hot,
that I didn't.
Hot topic.
Have you seen his movie? I think it like predates all the shows. It's Gerald's Game or something like that.
And haven't seen it.
Carla's in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
She's like in a slip the whole time, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet either.
Oh, baby.
Maybe I'll watch that after dark tonight.
Something to look forward to. Mm. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's great, and it doesn't, like, I don't love movies that take place in one room, and I think it does, and it's usually not my thing, but for her, I'll do it.
Oh, I'd love to be stuck in one room with her. You know what I mean?
That I wouldn't mind. But, you know, watching her in one room for an hour and a half, I don't know. We'll see.
Hey.
If anybody can do it, it would be her.
Oh, so. My God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hubba. Yeah. The other one that we talked about, which I know you haven't seen yet, but just as a plug, is Living for the Dead. It's a ghost show that Kristen Stewart, talk about Hubba Hubba.
Oh, my God.
Produced and narrates.
Mm.
But it's a ghost hunting show, which is not usually my cup of tea, but one of my favorite podcasters, Roz Hernandez, is in a group of five.
Kiss up!
Hunting people. Oh, man, I love her. She's so fucking funny.
Got a cramp when I do that.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Don't make fun of Roz.
I'm making fun of you, dude.
I know you're not making fun of Roz. You were on her show. Who would it look?
Not to brag or anything.
Not to brag. Check it out. Ghosted episode, or... I don't know.
Yeah,
was a listener's. It was good. I've only seen one episode. It's like, it strikes me, and I don't mean this in a shitty way, but it's like a vibe that I'm not totally into. It feels like a show that was like, it's a quote unquote queer show, but it's made for straight people. You know, that's kind of what it feels like.
Sure, sure. Like mainstream lesbian porn. It's made for men. You know, it's made for straight men. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's kind of like Queer Eye, you know?
Sure, sure.
Like, Queer Eye is kind of for straight people, it feels like.
Oh, but, yeah.
Or it, not like it's only, but it's like almost. That's kind of what this feels like. Except for Roz, who's LOL, and she's for everybody because she's fucking funny and very talented. So I want to watch it to support her. It might give, you know, I know I've been listening to her podcast, and she said she's had her other Living for the Dead cast members on, and they all said that one of the places was the scariest, and I haven't watched that episode yet, so I will withhold my total critique, my Rotten Tomatoes ranking, till I watch that one. Bisbee, Arizona was the scariest place they went, so I've got to check that app out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was it's so funny, like, how you hear something and it just like brings back these memories, you know. I was standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and then this girl in a flatbed Ford was driving by. She slowed down to check me out, take a look at me. And I just, it was beautiful.
Is that a song lyric?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Eagle song. He's running down the road, he's trying to loosen his load, you know. It's very relatable for me. I'm always driving over potholes trying to loosen up my dumps.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah, you're just like this guy, shitting in his pants.
And then sometimes if it comes out prematurely, I say, oh, I'm too loose, Latrec, you know, like it's kind of...
Keep going. Mm-hmm, yeah, nailed it. Fucking hate the Eagles.
Yeah. So bad. They're not great.
Not great. Hotel California is probably the worst song that I can think of in terms of like... you know, that era. Anyway, what other, any other shows or things you want to throw out there for people? As plugs?
You know, I just haven't been, I haven't been consuming as much spooky media this year.
What are the ones you do every year? You were saying you hadn't had a chance yet.
We usually do Hocus Pocus, but that's not like really scary, you know. I mean, I get a little scared when I watch it, but like especially when that boy talks about liking boobs, and it's like, oh my god, like,
yeah,
are
ew,
are you for real?
Do you mean Carla? Because like,
yeah,
hot. Hocus Pocus. I'm guessing The Witch is on that list.
Oh yeah. The Witch, Halloween, of course.
Okay. Yep.
Let me get into my Sherlock mind palace here. See the titles. Oh, It Follows. It Follows.
Okay.
Big fan. Modern classic.
Good.
Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
The original. What else do we got in there? There's the one.
Exorcist?
No, you know, I actually don't watch that much, but I've been thinking I should because it's been like probably 10 years since I've seen it.
I like that one.
You know, I like to, you know, the reality of it is so close to home for me that, you know, I don't really need to see the movie like some people
I know
do.
The real story, so that's right. Why'd I watch this fake one? The others would
yes,
be good.
Yes, and The Sixth Sense. I think that's most
it's a
of
good
them.
List.
Yeah. And then, you know what one I like, but I don't usually think of because it's a newer movie that I like? I don't know. I never had it as like a DVD rip, you know, like on my Plex server. It was just, I've only seen it like on like modern streaming services, and it's called Extraordinary, two words, And it's got, it's like this Irish supernatural comedy, and it is so good. I think I talked about it years ago on this podcast when I first saw it. It's delightful. Okay. The lead is not a performer that I'm familiar with, but like the biggest name in there is like Will Forte, and he's like this weird.
He's in it.
Yeah, he's like this weird, like satanic music. Like I don't know. Oh, it's great. It's really, really good.
I love Will Forte. Okay,
it's very good.
What'd you watch it on?
I bought it from Apple and then just like watched it on that. But like I don't know, it might be streaming somewhere
now. I have Apple TV right now. I will watch that. I got it because the Changeling that
Is that are they all out yet or still?
I don't think they're all out. We've only watched one episode. It's like beautiful, like it's a beautiful, visually beautiful, but great.
No, you are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I have Apple TV right now. I'm going to check out Extraordinary because Will Forte, he's up there with Carlo Cugino for me. Yeah.
Okay.
He's great. MacGruber is fucking funny. Have you ever seen that? It's really stupid.
I've never seen the movie. I want to, but I feel like it's not streaming on anything, like unless I rent it or buy it. And I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But maybe I will if it's good.
But one of Halloween movie that I've seen recently, which I don't think we will agree on this, but spicy, was Adam Sandler's Hubie Halloween that came out last year or the year before. I had it on in the background this year. I think I was like making my ghost heads or something. And I laughed so hard at certain parts. I wasn't even high. I don't know. There's something about Adam Sandler that gets me. I got to tell you, but it's a pretty, pretty good one. I mean, there's a lot of stupid shit that doesn't, you know, that feels very, old man, you know?
Yeah.
But the stuff that hits, it hits. Yeah. Anyway, well, happy Halloween. Any other things?
Halloween!
No,
I don't think so. You know, just like be kind to one another, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like we always say when we end the show, life is a highway, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gotta ride it. Cool. I hope it's a good one for you guys. 2023, you know, Halloween time.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It feels a little. No, I don't want to say anticlimactic because it hasn't happened yet.
Ooh.
But it's a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the next week brings.
I feel like my heart's just not in it this year.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
You have a black cat and an orange cat.
I know.
Doesn't that feel pretty exciting?
I guess so. Feeling really down on myself.
Oh, sorry. Go watch House of Usher.
Yay. Every episode
has Carla Cugino in it. That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Turn that smile. Turn that frown upside down.
Turn that smile upside down.
Into a grimace for being terrified. do the bad thing, and that'll take us off. Goodbye!